Rio Tinto has been under pressure to divest from Northern Dynasty ever since Anglo American left the Pebble Partnership last September. Anglo's departure left Rio in a rather conspicuous role as the only other major mining company with a major stake in Pebble, and the familiar and some new groups opposed to Pebble hammered away. Rio announced in December it would undertake a strategic review of its holdings. In February, Rio pulled its member off the Northern Board, and with Monday's announcement, Rio will divest its roughly 18 million shares of Northern stock. Here's the unexpected twist. Instead of selling those shares, Rio is donating half to the Alaska Community Foundation and half to the Bristol Bay Native Corporation's Education Foundation. That seemed to leave a lot of stakeholders scratching their heads Monday. Sean McGee is the vice president of Northern Dynasty's public affairs.
I think from our perspective, we're positive and excited that the people of Bristol Bay and Alaska will now have a direct stake in the Pebble Project. We haven't had an opportunity to speak with the BBNC Education Foundation or the Alaska Communities Foundation yet. Obviously, we would like both of those organizations and the people and communities they serve to generate the maximum value from the share position. So we'll be discussing with them our views about how that might be accomplished.
McGee says this does not come as a blow to Northern's books, though it could slow down a little of what he calls the so far optimistic search for a new partner on the Pebble Prospect. It's been a difficult 6 months or so for Northern Dynasty, which McGee acknowledges, but he says the company is still moving forward, just at a little slower pace.
I think in our view, dealing with the regulatory process EPA has brought forward is the first step. Securing another major funding partner is the second step, and then you'll see this project continue to advance as previously anticipated.
When the Alaska Community Foundation and BBNC's Education Foundation accepted the Northern Dynasty shares, both organizations became major stakeholders in the project, which is a bit awkward considering BBNC's strong opposition to Pebble. Candace Winkler is ACF's president and CEO. On Monday, she said that ACF intended to be a passive investor until such a time as the shares can be sold and the money put to the foundation's causes.
We understand this is a complex issue and people have strong feelings on both sides of it. We just are excited to be able to utilize the charitable gift to do something good for Alaska, to be able to invest in workforce development and continue to improve in the skills and capacity of our residents.
Winkler says the financial officers will determine the best time to sell the slightly more than 9 million shares received, the same as is done with all non-cash donations. Northern Dynasty shares have fallen in value, consistent with the negative news since last fall, and on Monday were trading for about 90 cents. The question then is, does this gift give the Bristol Bay Native Corporation a sizable stake in the Pebble Project?
The short answer is no,
says BBNC's president and CEO Jason Matrokin. He says there's some distance between the corporation and the Education Foundation, which does now have an ownership stake in Pebble.
But I'd point out that BBNC's opposition to the project has not changed. BBNC is still very much opposed to the Pebble Mine Project. But the Education Foundation is planning to be in ownership of this stock, not BBNC.
Other stakeholders came down on mostly predictable lines following Monday's announcement. Republican Lisa Murkowski said though she supported the generous gift to charitable organizations, she's concerned about the regulatory system that may have prompted Rio Tinto to dump its holdings with Northern Dynasty. Republican Senate candidate Dan Sullivan said about the same. On the other side, environmental and tribal groups were quick to say this sends a clear signal that the major mining companies agree Pebble is a bad bet and that it's another nail in the coffin of the project. They're hoping the EPA soon buries for good. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.